Now to our second feature, written by Paul Hayes and read by Sarah Lusher, which looks at how the essential part of Sunday morning for tens of thousands of local people is celebrating 10 years of being on air.
Every Sunday, there is a game in Norfolk which attracts over 2 Carrow Roads worth of people across the county and more from beyond its borders. Some pay close attention to every minute every week, some dip in and out more casually, others stumble across it by accident or intend only to linger for a moment or two but find themselves being drawn in. This local phenomenon is BBC Radio Norfolk's Treasure Quest, the Sunday morning clue hunting show which this Easter celebrates 10 years on the air. They say that talent borrows but genius steals, and it wasn't BBC Radio Norfolk who came up with the idea. That was BBC Three Counties Radio, covering Bedfordshire, Hertfordshire and Buckinghamshire, which had run the show from 2005. They'd been inspired, of course, by the old Treasure Hunt TV show with Annika Rice. And while they didn't have a helicopter, this version was live, meaning, unlike on television, the audience could actually become involved. Radio Norfolk decided to give it a go as a one-off pilot on Good Friday in 2008. This was such a success that, with the format tweaked for Norfolk, it was quickly decided to run the show as a series for 12 weeks over the summer of that year. That run has not yet come to an end and has so far racked up more than 500 episodes. Even with today's crowded airwaves, which offer dozens of local and national stations across Norfolk, Treasure Quest still manages to get 1 in 5 of the county's radios tuned in on a Sunday morning, some 60,000 listeners. Among them is Carol Terry from Swaffham. "It's comforting," she says. "Sundays can be really quite boring sometimes, but you put this on and you can't help but listen and you can't help but laugh. It just makes you feel included." The show's appeal has spread far and wide with listeners all over the world. Steve Taylor from Galston found the show a pleasant reminder of home when he was working in Australia. "I could listen to Radio Norfolk online," says Steve. "It brought you back to where you were missing and what you were missing, the people and places and everything else. It always raised a smile." "I think that it feels like a really fun gang of friends," says Sophie Little, the show's clue hunter out in the radio car. "And I don't mean just the people who are on air, although I clued us in that. It's the people who call up and the people who don't call up and just listen every week. It's got this family feel to it that I don't hear a lot on radio anymore." The studio end of Treasure Quest is presented by David Whiteley. "It does feel like Norfolk comes together on a Sunday morning for those 3 hours," David agrees. "I'm constantly amazed, surprised and humbled by the fact that so many people love Treasure Quest. It is very difficult these days for a radio show, particularly a local one, to make an impression on the public consciousness. Unlike a prime-time TV programme or a viral video, radio rarely has a sudden, striking impact. But Treasure Quest's popularity and longevity means that, like, for example, the forthright football fandom of Canary Call, it has become one of those rare beasts, a local radio programme which has a place in the county's own unique popular culture. As the candles are readied for Treasure Quest's 10th birthday cake, it shows no signs of stopping. So perhaps that planned 12-week run will end up still going strong for yet another 500 episodes.